Pleasure. Welcome to the show. Your newest Toronto Blue Jay, Mr. Steve Pearce. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Real quick, what is behind your Twitter handle? Is it Wayne20Ocho? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
Well, Wayne's my middle name, and just 20 Ocho is 28, obviously. Just changing it up.
Attaboy. Is 28 your number? Have you picked a number yet?
Yes, 28 will be my number.
And they let you have it?
Yeah, sure did.
Now, if someone else had it, would you pay them off to get it?
It depends who had it.
Okay, let's say, Aaron Sanchez had it. Would you try and pay him off?
You know what? He's a pretty darn good pitcher, so I'll let him do his thing.
What about Goins? What if Gogo had it? You're with him today. He's a great guy. Would you fight him for it or pay him off?
You know, I like the number 28, but, you know, obviously if somebody else had it, you know, I just let them roll with it. I'll just pick a different number.
Oh, you're a nice guy. You're sort of Canadian already, Steve.
What's the craziest thing you've heard, Steve, about a guy paying off for a number?
I've heard people do, start like college funds for their kids for one of my old teammates had a number and a big veteran came over. I don't want to mention any names, but.
Oh, that's no fun then, Steve.
He started a $10,000 college fund for their kid to have the number.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did he sell them out? Did he say, yeah, dude, 10 grand, it's yours.
He gave right.
Everybody's got a price, Steve. I've said that for years. Everybody's got a price. So listen, how long have you, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to the team. And how long have you been in the city? How many times other than playing? I mean, do you like it here? Your first impressions of Toronto?
Oh, no, this is my first time since I've signed. I've never actually been here until only playing here. So this is definitely a different experience. And I'm going to start doing, you know, everything today. We're going to tour the city. And after that, I got to, you know, go look for some apartments. So it's going to be a great day to get acclimated with the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it you'll love it. I mean, you've traveled around the world and North America playing baseball, but where does it, you know, when you're not playing for Toronto, I know you've spent a lot of time. This is your fourth stop in the American League East. Is that correct?
Yes, we do, yes.
Yeah, you love the American League East, Steve. You love it.
Hey, what? I keep on my way back here.
But like when you would come here as an opposing player, did guys like coming here? Were they excited? Because there's lots of destinations when you're a professional athlete. If you talk to hockey players, where they go, oof, I don't want to. Cleveland comes to mind. But like a lot of definitions of people don't really want to go. But what was your impression coming here before you signed as a player?
Oh, I mean, hey, this is a great place. I mean, this is a big city, fun city, and the field's great. You know, this is just a great big park, great big league city, and we enjoy it every time we come here. I can't say anything bad about it, but this is definitely an enjoyable place to come as a visitor.
Yeah, especially now you can't say anything bad about it, Steve.
Hey, I have nothing bad to say about it.
Listen, one of the neat stories as of obviously yesterday is Jose Bautista re-signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. Your time with him and when you played for Baltimore, obviously there was some history there between Jose Bautista and the Orioles. Did you guys not, like, was it a genuine dislike for the guy from the Orioles to the Toronto Blue Jays, or was it, you know what, this guy kills us somehow every time and that was it, or was it just a competitive thing?
You know, it's a competitive thing, you know, he's a great player. You know, you're obviously not going to like somebody who consistently hurts you, you know, day in and day out. You know, he's a great player. I'm happy he's on my team. I'm glad he re-signed. I was pulling for it the whole time, it was good news to myself, and I'm sure it was great news for the organization. So he's a great player, and I'm definitely excited to play with him.
Steve, how deflating was it when you saw Edwin hit that home run in the wild card game?
Yeah, sort of deflating. It knocks out of the playoffs.
Right, sure. But you're on the good side now, so it's good.
Right.
Well, listen, Steve, great pleasure to have you on. Good luck with the rest of the winter tour. Say hi to Ryan for us, and stay warm. Hope you find a great place to live. We look forward to watching you in a Blue Jay uniform for a couple years. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.